Welcome back. We have changed this studio to a version of Russian Tea Time. Russian Tea Time exists at 77 East Adams and has been in existence for more than 25 years. I have been there over the years a number of times. I don't know why I would see it and it would look so homey and warm that I would go in. I didn't meet or know the owners until about 3 weeks ago when I went in there for your celebration of, I think it was 25 years. I am so pleased. It's a unique Chicago treasure and one that is extraordinarily popular, but I think not as well known as many restaurants in this town, because I think the people who have owned it and the new owner partner, one of them is also here, work too hard to go out and make the gossip columns. That's what it is. I have in here, and I'm so happy to be joined by the founding family of this, Sergey and Clara Muchnik, and their son Vadim. Clara and Sergey, you came to the United States from Uzbekistan?
Yes.
In what year?
We came 1990.
Why? Because you could come, right?
We could come. We can come. The door was opened for us to come. And we want a more nice future to our children. Our oldest daughter, Jana, she's in New Jersey with her family. And Vadim. Vadim was 17 when we came to the United States.
You never thought he'd grow up and be a nice young man and have four kids and you now have seven grandchildren.
Yes.
Why
yes.
Chicago?
Jewish Federation accept us to Chicago.
And you, as I understand it, I don't know much about you. Not a lot has been written about this amazing place. That you worked in Russia as a surgical nurse, but you
yes.
also, when you were a nurse, and your husband Sergey was a doctor, yes?
Yes.
But as a nurse, you started. You loved to cook, and so even in Uzbekistan, you were catering parties, right?
I'm joking, it because of me.
What do you mean?
What I mean, the problem was when Clara came to Uzbekistan, she had only one uncle with family relatives.
Oh.
But I was born in Tashkent, capital city of Uzbekistan, and I had a lot of friends and a lot of relatives. And when we invited for some celebration, we need to invite 50, 60 people. And Clara, step by step, because of your mother, greatest cooking skills, she understand how to cook, to prepare for 2-3 days everything from start.
Wow.
And step by step, she developed such skills.
Well, that's, in many ways, that's a very good way to learn how to cook,
yeah.
don't you think?
But to be not.
So when you come to Chicago, did you speak English?
No, I knew only 10 words. And for me, I think the biggest victory, even not restaurant, I can talk.
Did you learned a little bit by watching television, right? That seems almost impossible to me. I think of myself going to a foreign country and trying to learn the language by watching TV shows.
The first half year for me, I'm talking about me, was, you know, just a river with water. I cannot understand even one word. But we start to listen, and how to say, to understand each word, each sentence. And I...
We decided at home to speak only in English, even if we don't express ourselves in the right way. We try to speak English.
Now, Sergey, what did you do when you came here? Did you both get jobs immediately when you came?
We were very fortunate. We love them. We didn't know what will be with us, what we will do. We just, as any immigrants, were ready to come to do any job, to clean the apartments, how many immigrants doing, and actually with Vadim
partnership
was we clean
apartments
together. Somewhere. But we were very fortunate. And Sergey, he's not only MD, he's PhD, biochemistry research, which he likes this one. It's his life. And after first
interview,
after 1 month, he was accepted in Hectoin Institute.
For medical research.
Wow.
Yes. We were very fortunate, yes.
Wow. When did the idea of starting a restaurant occur to you? And Vadim, what were you doing as a crazy 17-year-old
there? That's right. So my very first job in America was working as a busboy at one of the Gold Coast hotels.
Which one?
It used to be called Double Tree.
Yeah, sure.
It used to be called Guest Quarters Suites Hotel.
Yeah, all these hotels
right
down
West
here have changed their names 40 times.
Exactly. I was part of the opening team as a busboy, and that was how I tried my first chance in hospitality. Mom's first job, other than cleaning apartments, was working in the Jewish Deli on Michigan Avenue. And
which one?
It used to be called 332 Deli.
332 Deli.
On 332
Peter,
South
Peter,
Michigan.
Yeah, sure.
She was started as a cashier. No.
No, I just come to wash the dishes because I didn't have any language. Just thank you.
See, this is, I must tell you guys, the Muchnick family, as well as the new partner in this, Alton. Is Alton?
Yes, it is.
Well, what's your last name?
Montoya.
I don't want to mispronounce it. And I can't. Okay. Wait, she's much younger than anybody in this studio. She may be about Dan Long's age and maybe Ro Coleman's age, but I want to. We got to figure out how she became your partners. But I just want to tell you before we take a short commercial break that you guys exemplify the best of the immigrant experience. I mean, this, you remind me you're much, 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 much younger, but like my grandparents, who also came here from Russia many decades before you arrived, and this whole notion of starting
simply. Anything, right?
I mean, do you feel a sense, I don't want to get too deeply into, we could spend a whole hour talking about immigration, but you must feel I don't know if you feel a sense of pride or this is just what you had to do.
You know what, in I will tell a little short, of course, in Soviet Union, when you are a doctor, you are very VIP.
Sure.
On the top, and I was surgical nurse, but it's not easy to survive for family.
Salary was not like an American salary.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. We were paid less than workers. To survive, we need to find some additional
jobs. I want to continue why I start to do catering, because it was easy to hard to survive. The best thing in our life, we love Soviet Union, our motherland, and we love United States. But the best thing in our life was our two wonderful children, our daughter, Jana Kleinerman, with her family, she's in New Jersey, and our son, Vadim. And this was the best what we had in our life. We didn't have house. It was extremely hard to survive. So we always start to find out something, you know, to survive. So Sergei, actually, he is wonderful biochemist. He had students, and I like to cook. Not how Sergei say. His family made me cook. I start to cook. He like to say this. It's okay. I accept this. I like to cook from 7 years old. Really like.
Yeah.
And I did this. And so when I got married, I was not perfection, but I can do Russian borscht.
Well, I know
something
you,
else, yes.
I'll tell you this. I know you can cook now.
Yes.
I present it like joke. That's why.
Conversation.
That's why I start to think, help a little bit the family to survive, and I start to cook.
Well,
for weddings and catering.
You certainly help the family thrive here. We have to take a little commercial break, and then we'll come back and start to talk about how, of all the places in the city to start a restaurant, it seems to me that in the middle of the loop would be like the craziest place. We'll figure out if you were crazy
or if you were
100%. Smart. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. I'm here with the downtown version, the Riverside version of Russian Tea Time, one of my favorite places in this city. It should be yours, 75 East Adams. If you've ever been to the Art Institute, the Chicago Symphony, or you've seen the place. I guarantee you have walked by. If you have not gone in, it's a terrible, terrible mistake. I'm talking to the founding family, and what they've been talking about is the definition of the immigrant experience in this country as it has been for 100 and some years. Clara, Sergei, and their son Vadim Muchnik, their daughter, is somewhere else. They have 7 grandchildren, and they have a new partner. Etienne, could you... Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And try to... Am I wrong in saying you're Russian as well?
No, I'm Turkmen.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay. So, but tell me about your feelings about... I'm not making too much of their story about the immigrant experience, am I?
Well, you mean... what I think about their
success.
Yes,
what you think about their, you know, what they've done.
It's actually amazing. Yeah. I can't even imagine how, for example, Clara, how she used to manage all of the accounting, all of the purchasing, and all the stuff, front of the restaurant, back of the restaurant, and on, like, I don't know. It's unbelievable.
Now, you and another young lady have become new partners in this. How did that happen?
It's actually thankful to my brother, Batur. He found that place. And he was like, oh, you know, that place seems very nice. We can talk to their owners. And maybe they want to be, maybe they need
partners.
Were you and your colleague interested in the restaurant business?
Yes. We actually interested in food. In food business.
In food
yes.
In general? Food
yes.
In general?
Right.
What did you think then when you and your partner, your colleague, first walked into the...
My family.
Oh, family. When you first walked into the place.
It was very warm and very, unique place.
Yeah.
And it is it's something that is very close to our culture. And to our food, what we used to eat back home.
Sure.
And it was like, oh, I like this place. I like this menu. I like all of the dishes. And let's talk about...
The icing on the cake was these people, right?
Right.
And it was like, yeah, I like the food. I like the place. But, man, I like these people.
And after it was, we met with Clara. And we just loved her. She was so warm and... like my grandmother, and it was just like connection.
Vadim, when did you get it? No, we haven't even... Thank you so much for telling me about your feelings, but we haven't even started, like, okay, you're working in a deli, you're working in the medical profession, Sergei.
Yeah.
And Vadim, you're a crazy teenager working at a hotel down here.
Working three shifts
at a hotel. How does the idea... And the wherewithal and the Vadim, when she's patting him on the shoulder. How does the restaurant, how does Russian Tea Time begin, Vadim?
So, absolutely. So, mom started as a cook, prep cook in this Jewish deli. Then Peter, her boss, threw her on the cash register. And she's like, Peter, what are you doing? I don't speak a word in English. And he said, you'll figure it out. He was all this short staff. It was probably a blessing in disguise because that's where mom's hands-on English learning began.
Just forced to learn.
Forced to learn. And he loved her. She would make simple tuna salad, and he would be like, oh, my gosh, I've never tasted this tuna salad. And she told me, mom told me, she says, Vadim, they're pouring the iced frozen soups into a can, warming it up, and they're serving it, and people are...
It's okay. The place isn't there anymore.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, my God, don't say that.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
Yeah, right. it's not there anymore. Don't worry.
People are loving it. Says, if only I could cook for the public, I know I could do so much better. At that time, I was finishing my associate degree in college. I thought I already understood business.
Degree in what? What were you getting a degree in?
Accounting from Robert Morris College.
Okay, right downtown. Everything you guys do is in the loop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I thought I understood the front of the house operations as a busboy. And I said, Mom, let me help you open your place. And after
daily.
A year or two.
First,
we wanted to do the deli. And after I help you start it, I'll continue my studying. And that's how the idea was born. But we could not get a single landlord to talk to us because they all said, well, we have Einstein Bagel and Sklosky's Deli. Why would we take
Well, I'll bet in yeah. some ways when you went to these people and said, we want to start a Russian restaurant, there wasn't much. There was some, my grandparents being Russian, there was some kind of Russian presence here, but it was not, let's say, the hot restaurant trend.
Exactly, and that's exactly how it evolved from the deli idea into Russian restaurant, because we had to differentiate ourselves so the landlord could say, okay, this is a unique opportunity, there is no one to compare it to, and that's how the idea evolved into the Russian
restaurant. Without getting into a lot of details, you certainly had to raise some money to open a restaurant. I have to believe that opening a restaurant on East Adams Street was a little more expensive than opening a restaurant on in Rolling Meadows or someplace.
Sure.
Why did you decide on why that location, 77 East Adams?
Yes, because I was working 332 Deli on the Michigan Avenue.
Right.
Michigan and Jackson.
And she liked it downtown. She only wanted to be in downtown. That's it.
Well, that's good. That's a sophisticated...
I knew each, for 3 years, I knew each corner of downtown. I was so impressed with downtown. So what
and the and Clara, the amount of people and the people, I mean, that had to be part of
all
it, too.
The
crowded.
Yeah, and Vadim a little bit forgot. He told me, Mama, what you are going to work all time for Peter. He is wonderful. Or another Peter, you have so not bad skills.
So much talent, yeah.
So much talent, and you have to think something about it. I say, don't tell me anymore. Mm-hmm. When we were in Soviet Union, my catering was popular, and all, not only I, all my family, daughter, Vadim, Sergei, I was busy and busy. I didn't see what kind of weather outside. Sometimes I forgot in which level of school.
My mom was so busy, she didn't know what grade I was in.
Yes, one evening I asked them what grade. And
do you go to school? Yeah.
Yeah.
What? So I'm sorry, and we were lucky with this idea of Russian restaurant in downtown close to Symphony Orchestra because of New York's Russian tea room restaurant.
They were definitely our
in
inspiration
Chicago,
for us.
Chicago clients were so impressed with this idea. We were so lucky that even in first days, restaurant was full of people and line was staying outside.
It is just, it is such a
so
confident, the confidence and ambition combined is so.
And a little bit of craziness, like you said, you had to be crazy. We were 3 years in the country.
I know.
To open the top
how would you get a second, bank loan?
Can I interrupt you, please?
Yes.
The problem is that because I was working in research, Clara was working in Delhi, but all negotiation with a constructor, with lawyers, with everybody was done by our son. He was. He knew English.
He knew how to play the game.
Yeah. And everything was because of
him. He can impress everyone.
He was only 19 years old.
He's impressed me.
So you asked about the investors. We took a very expensive loan, extremely expensive.
I'll bet.
And that was the risk that many immigrants take, you know, because we have to start from somewhere, and we had zero.
And the biggest craziness was that we opened it in 1993, when it was a recession. We didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, what's recession? We're new here.
Let's go. Yes.
Right, this is a great story. We have to take a commercial break, and then we'll continue on, because I do eventually want to talk about the food you serve, which is really astonishing. I have a great friend who thinks you have not only the greatest Moscow mules in the world, the greatest tea she has ever had in Chicago, and she loves tea, and these chicken croquettes, I think she would eat for every meal, including breakfast.
Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm not drinking vodka here tonight, but I am so taken with the story, the history of Russian Tea Time at 77. It may look like a restaurant, but the behind every restaurant that has been around for a while is a wonderful long story. I wrote a story in it not long ago about the Artist Cafe, which just closed at the
Fine Arts Building.
Yeah, which was there for 60 years, and there are great stories behind every restaurant. One of the stories I have in here, the Butchnik family, Sergei and Clara, who the patriarch and matriarch of the family, and their son Vadim, as well as Alton Manteva,
yes,
close enough, who is a young new partner. The place is going to be closed. You still have time to go there. It's 77 East Adams. Go to RussianTeaTime.com. It's a lovely website. But they're going to be doing some remodeling. Instead of, they've been around for 25 years, and they're going to close for the later part of the summer to refurbish and re-energize for the next 25 years. Because Alton and her sister, who are going to be involved in this thing as new partners, they certainly have 25. I don't have 25 years left to be going there, but they certainly do. It's for a new generation here. When you finally opened, you were locked in a freezer.
Yes,
is this correct?
Was, you know, can I tell a little bit the whole story?
Yes.
I was so,
that's not enough of the story, yeah.
I was so scary. It was a restaurant was already done. And people around the Michigan, who passed away, they even showed dollars in the window and say,
open already.
And they say, open the door.
We're hungry.
We are hungry. They are hungry, and I'm scary. And Vadim say, Mama, tomorrow we have to open 29, September 29. I was so scary and crying. And he say, Mama, I love you so much, but you become more terrible than Stalin. It's exactly what it's
wow,
now.
What a nice compliment. Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Yes. Exactly. And he put me in freezer.
I put you in
freezer. You put her in freezer.
Her husband put her in the freezer.
And Papa, he won't open the door. He say, no.
She
and
needs to come
I
down.
I was crying, and finally... we secondarily opened the restaurant.
No, but before opened, somebody knocked on the door.
Can I tell you who this person was? Do you remember Andrew Patner?
Absolutely. Incredibly
peace.
Well.
May he rest in peace.
The late Andrew Patner.
It was his father, Marshall.
Sure.
So late.
And Mama, we know
right.
him very well.
He was the first person who walked into the door because I said, tomorrow at 6 a.m. we're opening. And then Andrew came shortly thereafter. He and Tom are very good friends.
Yeah, that's when I was there. I saw
they were
Tom
dancing
there.
They were dancing at my wedding.
Wow. You also got an incredible amount of, and I love this, an incredible amount of support. Instead of jealousy from other restaurant owners in the loop, the guys who owned the venerable Miller's Pub, the Gallios brothers, came over to wish you good luck, right?
Yes.
And any help what we need, they will help
they
us.
They told we will help you.
Italian village.
And in the beginning, we tried to figure out, you don't know how many people will show up, we would run out. Of
or
napkins,
bread, or
of bread,
eggs,
or sour cream, eggs,
or butter.
We would run, and they would just give us no problem. We want to return, and they're like, "Don't worry about it."
That must have made
very
those
special
first weeks and years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not many waiters, and when a cook waiter, some waiters came to dining room and asked who ordered pelmeni. How people showed their hands.
You when have mistakes make, because yeah. was not enough employees.
Can take a look at the website, which is RussianTeaTime.com. Let me ask you though: was there any kind of did the Russian Tea Room, the famous Russian Tea Room in Manhattan on 57th Street, right next to near Carnegie Hall? That's a pretty famous place. Was there any kind of legal? Hey, you can, what are you got? People nuts? You can't call it that. What?
There is actually a great little story. About 3-4 months after we opened up, our original name was Russian Tea Cafe. We got the letter from the attorneys. Fancy letterhead saying that the Russian Tea Room is concerned that it's creating confusion because one of their dining rooms was called Cafe. And we said, we don't want to disrespect. What should we do? And their attorney said, just change the name to propose.
Wait a minute. They had a nice attorney?
Exactly.
All the
New York attorneys are nice, of course. So we proposed a couple names, Russian Tea House, Tea Time, and they agreed to either. So we chose Tea Time because I was always a big fan of afternoon tea. And it actually was probably meant to be because we were able to capitalize on afternoon tea since then.
No question. I do think there are probably people who think, I don't know. Elton, do you think people think of those two places as kind of sister restaurants?
Actually, do. Some people come in and they were asking. Maybe the travelers or whoever been in New York, they were asking, are these the same, the same owners maybe?
Yeah, it doesn't, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can go to one here and one in New York. That's fine. In putting together, and you people can go to the website to see what the meal offerings are. In many ways, you, the chef, Clara, you have to sort of teach the Chicago hot dog eating, deep dish pizza eating crowd, and in part of the menu is to instruct. Try this. If you like this, you'll like this and like this. Yes.
Yes. So number one was teach the people who work in kitchen, and I decided to be very international. So we were only one people, our family from Russia, and kitchen still. People worked with us 25 years and was from Mexico because they know how to cook. But first one, I didn't know English, and they didn't know English. So, and Vadim still say me, Mama, how you got every single restaurant? What we had this 25 years. So they're all wonderful. Their children was born when they were in a restaurant. And they make the food. But honestly, some Russians cannot make the food.
Wow.
Honestly, blinis, strudel, stavka. Many Russians, they cook very well. But they're Mexican. They never did this food.
Because of your recipe.
So I control everything. I teach them everything. First one, I have to teach them. And after this, how you say, come to the dining room, and many people from the beginning still come to us. Many maybe gone from life or what.
I'm sure.
I know customers what they ordered from first day till today.
What are the
same thing? They fell in love Mr. Fredkin.
Chicken croquettes.
Chicken croquettes, Pojarsky, our regular customers from the beginning. He always, Mr. Fredkin, if he listen now, ordered only Pojarsky.
Wow.
And his wife, Mrs. Fredkin, ordered only stuffed cabbage and samsa. It's from Uzbekistan.
And the most important thing in the restaurant business is to save the same taste for many years.
Exactly. No, that's so
this,
true.
Her biggest achievement that she keeps the same taste. People, when come to restaurant, they remember taste for many years.
Yes, it's sort of imprinted. It's imprinted on them. How many kinds of, not that it matters, how many kinds of vodka do you have there? When I went over there, it seemed like a lot.
52 different kinds of vodka and Vadim.
12, 14 we infuse in-house.
It was his idea.
In fact, today we brought 3 infused vodkas.
Roger Badish, do you hear that?
Just joking. Horseradish.
Number one popular.
Yes, I do. I hear it.
Yeah, it's Vadim's idea.
Black currant tea. So it's the tea that your friend enjoys so much.
Yeah.
We infuse vodka with it. And also,
if she hasn't had that, she'll now become an alcoholic. Now.
Exactly.
She thinks you have the finest tea that she has ever, and she's a tea aficionado, ever tasted in the city of Chicago. She also loves the chicken croquettes and the Moscow Mule.
Of course.
What is the most popular meal? I don't know if is there one meal that is the most popular meal?
I can say you. The number one sale and most popular was stuffed cabbage and Beef Stroganoff. It's number one sale. And of course, the biggest what is really popular, and the menu made I. And I remember when we have to open, we were seated with Vadim in the walk-in freezer, and he described the menu as a nice book, and I gave him ideas. So, and the really, what really I did good in the menu, big selection of vegetarian dishes.
Well, we have to take another break, and I will finish off this show by keeping these nice people here all through until 11 o'clock again. All you need do is go to RussianTeaTime.com. The restaurant is going to remain open until about the middle of June, and then it's going to close for a kind of, not so much a remodeling as a reinvigorating and refresh with, because new partners, Alton and her sister, right? Your sister,
yes,
right? who didn't come in today, but these young people are, and we'll talk a little about, you know, she obviously loves you guys,
and you love her.
That's kind of the best partnership I've ever heard of. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back and talk some more with these fine people. I have only a few more minutes with these fine people, Clara and Sergei Muchnik and their son Vadim. They also have a daughter. They have 7 grandchildren, and Alten Manteva, who with her sister are the new partners in running Russian Tea Time at 77 East Adams. Vadim, you were talking about the early days of this place and about, you know, the Loop has had its up and down years, and there have been, and the places that remain, the places like Miller's and the places like Russian Tea Time have seen the ups and downs. You were talking about like a couple homeless guys.
Certainly. We actually have made many friends, and even mom, although she's retired, we have people who run into me on the street and say, please say hi to mama. Aww. She always took care of me. There is one story I want to share is when there was a gentleman, his name was Mr. Pops. He was invalid, you know, he was limping very heavily and would always have a cane. And he always say, hi, mama, hi, papa, he called my parents. We always took care of him, bring out the beef stroganoff out. And he was so protective because, you know, unfortunately, there were many people who were hustling on the street.
Oh, sure.
At that time, panhandling. And he would stand in front of the restaurant and say, you cannot, these are my friends, you cannot hurt them. And true story, he would, one time there was a gentleman who was not together. He started fighting with Mr. Pops. He was twice as larger than him. Pops was defending us with his cane. True story. Another story, there was a gentleman, his name was Willie. He was down on his luck, homeless gentleman in his 40s. He was selling streetwise by Bennigan's, if you remember.
Yep,
used
sure.
to be Bennigan's. We became friends. We decided to participate at the Taste of Chicago.
That Bennigan's is where Michael Jordan took his first wife on their first date.
Mm-hmm. Very good, yes.
Yeah. Should have, if you'd taken them to the Russian Tea Time, they'd still be married.
That's right. So we participated in Taste of Chicago. We were short of people, and the first person I thought of was Willie and his son Derek. I still remember. They were working with us. He says, Vadim, this is the first job I had in like 3 years.
Yeah.
It was a great story.
See, that's what I said earlier in the show, that there is really a great and detailed story behind every great. It is so hard, the restaurant business, that so many of them fail within a year or two and just vanish. But there's a good reason some places are able to stay. I think of the Artist Cafe down the street that I wrote about. I think of the Miller's Pub that I've probably written about a million times. And in the Loop, the other place is Russian Tea Time. Now, you two, Sergei and Clara, 25 years is a long time to be in the restaurant business. Are you tired?
I wasn't tired physically. And I like to work, I like to cook, and I like to control. Everything was under control.
Yes, Vadim is laughing
yeah,
now. Yes.
If I come and to dining room...
And Sergei is laughing.
When
yes.
I come to dining room, look on the ceiling.
Everyone looks at the ceiling. What's wrong with the
when
ceiling?
When I look on the floor, everyone look on the floor. And But I was always, to be honest, maybe 15 years I was always scary. I knew we are popular people like restaurant who will open the door. And I will always look at the door who will open. And people in the beginning was a lot of mistakes, but Americans, thank God to Americans. They pick up our business. Yeah. They gave us good name. And I forgot what I was saying.
It's okay, so emotional. What I'm getting the thought with in your meeting, Alton and her sister, that you are partnering with people who you share the same philosophy. You share some of the same tastes, and you're putting it into, you're sharing it with people whose hands you are confident will continue, because this is it's a legendary place. You can't just...
Thank you.
And Alton, you must feel that. It doesn't seem like a heavy responsibility you and your sister have, but an enjoyable one, yeah?
It was a bit, it was a bit hard and scary.
It was scary.
But they were very supportive, and they still support us, and it helps us to learn. The way we learn, it's easy, because we always can just call them and ask if...
We still remain part owners, minority owners.
So I think that's smart, too.
We have a good support.
I think that's very nice. Family, mother and father, very beautiful people.
And you said we are actually kindred spirits.
Yeah.
We're from Uzbekistan, they're from Turkmenistan. We're Jewish, they're Muslims, but we're like brothers, you know.
See, that's, you know, that's
we have shared values.
Boy, that's the way the world should work, boy, I'll tell you.
Shared tastes for life and shared tastes for food.
Yeah.
And for hospitality.
And what about vodka?
you asked what sealed the deal.
Yeah.
What sealed the deal for Alton is our vegetarian selection. She's vegan. The Russian tea time is a nirvana for vegetarians and vegans.
Yeah, no kidding.
So yes. That's I eat there.
She eats there.
Eat there every day, so...
Well, the great thing is you'll be eating there. You're going to close from about the middle of June until roughly, you know, the beginning of September.
Yes.
And then you'll be eating there every day for the next 25 or 30 years. That's the thing. I cannot tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you and get the story behind that amazing place. It is often frequented by people who certainly go to the symphony and people who go to the Art Institute, but it is a kind of loop landmark at 77 East Adams. And to hear the story of you know, the sort of triumph of the immigrant... You know, a lot of people think the American dream is gone. You guys are a perfect, perfect example that it still exists. So it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to see you. I'm going to come there in August and make you all come there and tell me more stories. I want to see the freezer that they locked you up in.
Clara. It's still here.
It is? I want to see what it was like when you were locked up in the freezer. So I cannot thank you enough. Alton Mentivaya, who is a new partner along with her sister with the founding family, Sergey and Clara Muchnik. It's an amazing story, and their son Vadim. What's your daughter do?
Our daughter, her name is Jana, and she has three daughters.
She's a pharmacist.
She's a pharmacist. And
the medical part of the family.
Yes, our oldest granddaughter, her daughter, was Suri Rebecca, and she graduated Rutgers University.
She was 6 months when we came to the States.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, it's an amazing story. It is a real honor to meet you folks.
Thank you. We're really very privileged. Thank you. Don't feel privileged.
It's a great story, and it's one that should be told, and I will tell it again in what is called a newspaper. We're going to take a break. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. We'll be right back.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. You feel like you're just an arm's distance away from something real? Well, Behind the Curtain found one thing that makes you feel alive with the play, The Djembe, where the audience gets to bang on a big old drum. FDC Studios tells the Corner Store about their creative process, and Getting to Yes And is trying to avoid those unspoken agreements we tend to get stuck in with friends and coworkers. Look them up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
Hi, this is Wayne Mesmer of the Chicago Wolves hockey team. We're honored to partner with Heartland Blood Centers to impact the lives of tens of thousands of people in the Chicagoland area and beyond. For the Wolves, leaving blood on the ice for our fans is normal. But we also have many fans out there that need you to give blood the safe way. By donating with Heartland Blood Centers, we challenge you to be a hero and save lives by hosting a blood drive or by personally donating blood. It's important to our friends, families, and neighbors, and it's important to me. Heartland Blood Centers save lives every day and supply blood to nearly 60 hospitals throughout the Chicagoland area and northwestern Indiana. They rely on the generosity of blood donors like you to continue their life-saving mission. For more information about hosting a drive or to make an appointment to donate, visit versiti.org/IL. versiti.org/IL. Or call 1-800-7-2-GIVE. On behalf of the Chicago Wolves, thank you for saving lives in our community.
Get prepared for the peak home buying season with the Home Snap app. With the most up-to-date real estate listings and statuses, again, it's called Home Snap, and it's a free download online at gethomesnap.app.
Today's technology makes things a lot easier simply because everything is connected. Your cell phone's connected to your tablet's connected to your smart TV. They're all connected to your Wi-Fi, but it may only take one weak link in all of those connections for criminals to get in. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection added the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect possible threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web, Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats, like ransomware. And if there's ever a problem, they've got dedicated agents to work to fix it. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world, and who doesn't need that? Join now. You're going to get 10% off your first year. Just head to LifeLock.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code LifeLock. That's promo code LifeLock at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off the first year. Get LifeLock.
Well, thank you all so much for listening. Dan Long, thanks for this extraordinary engineering job. Ro Coleman has become the new producer of this show. Ben Anderson has moved on to, he's still here. He's doing more all over the place. And I'll explain all that, and we'll see, get an interview with Ro next weekend. Thank you all for listening. See you next week.